Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, everybody. Welcome to another installment of Speaking Volumes. I am your host, She's Soul, and tonight we have a very special guest with us. We have Najma63, and I see that my girl is on the line. Let me bring her on with us now. Assalamu alaikum, Najma.
Wa alaikum salam, Tula. How you doing?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you feeling, Miss Busy Lady?
I'm good. I literally just walked in the door, so.
I'm sure. I pretty much figured that. All right, so inshallah, we're going to get right into it. Before I get into the interview, I just want to, acknowledge the recent passing of the very legendary poet from The Last Poet, Jill Scott.
Jill Scott.
Yes, and just acknowledge that, and, everybody else out there, just a reminder that, death is always just a breath away, so we need to be very conscious of our last moments, as well as the way we live our lives as a whole. So, yeah, we want to dedicate this show to that, to him. So, Najma63, I'm sure that a lot of my listeners already know who you are. And I thought you were actually going to be late calling into the show because I was going to read your bio. But since you're on the phone, I don't have to do that. So
I can read my own bio.
Well,
I don't want to read your bio.
I would prefer.
You want me to talk?
Yes. To just, let us know. Let my listeners know what it is that you do, because this sister does many things. And, how you got started.
Okay, well, first, I'd like to say assalamu alaikum and peace and blessings to your listeners, and like to thank you for having me on. And my name is Najma63, and I am a spoken word artist, as well as a couple of other things that I do. I am a publicist. I do PR for Skitzen, which is a poetry collective, and I also have other clients. I'm a graphic designer, fashion designer, a photographer, and... Oh, I'm a henna artist as well. So I think that's everything I do currently. Alhamdulillah. So, yeah, it's kind of everything I do. So in all, I would say, if you ask me what I am, I would say I'm an artist. And alhamdulillah, I just like to be creative in various ways. Yes, exactly. So if I can do art, and it makes me money, so.
I hear that. Shoot, whatever makes you money, right?
Yeah, so the art first, and then, to make a living off of what you love to do. So that's what I would like to do.
All right, so how did you get started in the spoken word field? Because right now, that's something that you're pursuing pretty hard right now. Like everything else, I've known you for everything else, but the spoken word has kind of taken everything else has taken a back seat to the spoken word, should I say.
Yeah. So basically, I started, before I even became Muslim. I've been rapping since high school. So I was a hip-hop artist first, was doing rap and hip-hop. And I rapped on the radio, I've done talent shows, I've been in clubs, I was kind of making the rounds. And eventually I became Muslim, took my shahada, started practicing, and kind of decided that I wanted to veer off a little bit from hip-hop and kind of not continue doing that. So I took a hiatus from art altogether. And then when I came back on the scene as a Muslima and hijabi, I decided to do spoken word because I thought it was a calmer environment for me as a hijabi, so I went into spoken word. And I started doing that, I'd probably say, 5 to 7 years ago. And alhamdulillah, when I started doing it, I got invited to speak against, the protests against the war. I've done poetry at different colleges, all the way from VCU in Virginia all the way to Brooklyn College, back and forth. So I was doing that for a while. And then, I had children. I started going to school to pursue my degree in fashion design, and that's when I stopped doing poetry to focus on fashion. So I took a hiatus, got my degree in fashion, started working in the fashion industry, and kind of fell off poetry. So then now, this past year, I just decided it's been so long, and I really missed it, and it was one of my first loves. And I kind of have worked for various companies in the fashion industry and kind of, like, really accomplished a lot of my fashion goals. I decided, okay, so now I'm going to put fashion a little bit on the back burner and really focus on my poetry and kind of focus on putting myself back out there and making, you know, a comeback, so to speak. So that's what I did. And last year I started performing again. My first show was the Riata. With Spoken Word took over the Riata with Amir Suleiman and Team Skitzen. And then from there, I've been going back and forth from Philly, New York, Virginia, D.C., just performing. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. All right. So where can we catch you at? Because I'm getting ready to let you just go in on your poetry. Because
oh,
I think
I'm glad you're letting me know. Gotta prepare
well,
that.
Girl, this is a spoken word, so you knew you was reading some poetry.
I know. I thought there would be more interview and then poetry. So,
well, I'm
so
trying to switch it up a bit. I'm trying to switch it up a bit. So it's not, you know, I'm trying to do not so much interview and let the poets just
okay.
do what they do. Because it is after all a spoken word show. So I do want to know before we get into the poetry, where can we catch you at this summer? Like, because I know you got a whole list of, so listeners, get
yeah,
your pens and papers ready.
First off, I would like to say if you're listening and you want to follow all things Najma 53, you can go to my Facebook fan page, NAJMAH53. And you can also email me at najma53isspeaking@gmail.com. So by going to my fan page, I usually will post up venues and things I'm performing at. So right now I've been doing, I would say, heavily hitting the Philly circuit. So I've been doing Philly, the DMV, and I haven't even done my own hometown. I haven't been to Brooklyn and New York yet, but I'm going to circle back around and do some shows there eventually. So right now, let's see, you got to pull up the calendar here. I just performed last night, so you guys missed me. And alhamdulillah, I think I had an awesome performance. It was artistic expression, so shout out to Nasumi. And we had a blast out there. Yeah, so I performed there last night at the Rotunda. And that was in Philadelphia. And the next thing I'm doing, well, like I said, I told you I was part of a poetry collective, so I'm going to be actually hosting, which is something I also do. So I'm going to be hosting Team Skitzen, which is the event that's going to be June 11th. So that's going to be June 11th, and that's I Can't Hear My Haters. So June 11th, and that's right after the ICPIC Festival, which I'm also performing in. So actually, like, they could just rename June 11th Najma 53 Day, and we all could have fun. Because if you want to catch me, that'll be the best day to catch me, because I'm going to be running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and I'm going to be rocking out. So, alhamdulillah, I'm going to be at the ICPIC Festival, and that's at Penn's Landing. So definitely come check me out. I'm going to be performing. Other performers are going to be Medina, which is the R&B hip-hop group. Shout out
which
to Fabi.
Which will be on the show next
and,
week, I believe.
Yeah, and
they'll
then
be on my show
they're
next
awesome.
Week.
He's awesome. Who else is on that bill? Khalil Ismail. Shout out to him. I saw him perform at day one. He's awesome. And a couple
awesome.
Other people. So it's going to be like a really live show, and I'm excited to bless the stage with those brothers, very talented brothers. So that's going to be it, picking the daytime. So, you know, bring out the family, chill, whatever, catch the sun. Then the after Maghrib edition is going down. It's the after party, Skitzen for I Can't Hear My Haters. And it's going to be Medina Leftist, which is totally like rock out band. And I actually got to perform with them on my set in D.C. They're going to be performing. I'm going to be hosting Anwar Jabari Johnson, another poet, going down. Miss Wise, like, that show is just going to be crazy. So definitely have some information on my page about that. So just like I said, June 11th, just lock it in and know you're going to be having some halal fun, basically, from noon to midnight. So So there's nothing else to do but definitely ride with me. So that's June 11th. Then coming up, I will be featuring at a poet's gallery. That's June 25th. And that's the tentative date right now. So inshallah, I'll definitely stay to my page to know if that date gets locked in. So there's an event called Poetry Under the Arts. So I'm going to be a feature for Poetry Under the Arts. Inshallah, I plan on doing that. Then I'm going to be featuring at the Art of Conversation, but that's not going to be until August. So, oh wait, I have one more event, July. So Muslim Women in Spoken Word. Shout out to Crescent Moon Nights. And they're going to have a whole roster of Muslim women in spoken word. Safiya Abdullah is going to be on the bill. Shakita Gift of Pen is on there. Tasleem, I can't remember her last name, but she's going to be on. Me and somebody else. But shout out to all those sisters. And that's going to be July 24th, and that's also in Philadelphia, July 24th. And there's a flyer on my page, so you can definitely go to my wall and check that out as well. So that's July. And then August, I will be featuring in New York for the Art of Conversation. So, yeah, I think that's it so far, but I'm still filling up the roster. So anybody listening,
sure,
wants to book me and you're interested in booking, I do have a booking manager. And you can send all inquiries in terms of booking for your events and all that to 53booking@gmail.com. And that's spelled out, 53 spelled out. booking@gmail.com. All right, so that's my shameless plugs.
All right, so that's my girl. That's how you can get in contact with her. If you want to see her perform live, those are the places that you can go to. And right now we have about 15 minutes in the show for the poet. Before she goes into her poem, I'm going to let you guys know, everybody that's on the line for the open mic, what we're doing is at 12 o'clock, this portion of the show will end. This is the feature portion. After I interview Najma, everyone will have to hang up. And if you want to be on the open mic, you're going to have to call right back in at 12 a.m. Okay? You're going to have to call right back in at 12 a.m. As soon as you guys call in at 12 a.m., that will start the open mic portion of our show. So, yeah, unfortunately, we have to do it like this. We got to kind of try to cheat and get our little open mic one-hour shows in by doing them a little later and going into the next day. But hopefully everything works out. So we're going to try this first time, and if it doesn't work out, we'll try to figure something else out. But that's what we're going to do. So the open mic starts at 12, okay? All right, so right now we're going to let Najma go in on her poems. We have 15 minutes left.
All right, do you
show.
Have any requests, any particular requests, or anything you want me to stick? Because off the top of my head, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Maybe you could do, I definitely want to hear I Speak Poet. And
okay, yeah, I'm going to end with that.
And Where's the Dignity, of course, and then whatever else you want to choose.
Okay. All right, so... All right,
and we'll
so
take some callers. How many poems you want to do?
Me that I have to perform this poem every time I perform. And we go back and forth on this issue because I'm almost tired of this poem, although the relevance
what?
Is still there. I wrote it a couple years ago.
Where's the dignity?
This is my, yes, she feels this is my signature
poem. Oh, boy, here we go.
So this is my
signature poem.
I'm going to start with this poem. Although I feel like I'll perform it only because she tells me to perform it. But inshallah, she always
says
there's always someone out there who hasn't heard it. So we'll see.
This is what we're going to do, though. Anybody that wants to get on and speak to Najma, just press 1. And after she finishes reciting her poem, we'll get to your phone call. So press 1 if you want to talk to Najma. And we're going to let her go in on a poem. Go ahead. You got it.
Okay. Yeah, guys, talk to me. That would be great. I love talking to people. All right, so here we go. This is Where's the Dignity in Begging with Your Body to Enter a Man's Mind. Check it. He says he wants to increase me, blue-collar police me, lease me 3 to 5 years to abuse me and confuse me, oppress me, never caress me, just roughly use me profusely, design a dress me, tennis bracelet me, Gucci, Fendi, chain around the neck and pet me, objectify me, trophy, wife me, wifey, but never wife me, a whole life me? So I told her, queen, Where's the dignity in begging with your body to enter a man's mind? I said, Queen, where's the dignity in begging with your body to enter a man's mind? Women have been reduced to the ultimate lows, from models to video hoes to strippers with no clothes, to sexy singers who can't blow notes except behind closed doors, and you embrace the word meaning female dog on all fours? It's ridiculous to win awards for faking orgasms on Sex in the City, and Halle Berry didn't win an Oscar till she showed off her body. Men used to write love ballads. Now they don't practice this. Now they dedicate 4 minutes on their track to your gluteus maximus. Oh, to the tail feather, the salt shaker, the apple bottom and the rump, and you can bump, 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 shake it fast, or back that thing up? How can you let a man debase you, use you as a portal of sin? Can't meet his parents, but you can meet him at the hotel or Holiday Inn. Ladies, to seduce a man, it's not entirely hard. But after he drinks that milkshake, will the boy still stay in the yard? What you got to offer, Ma, besides your physical flesh? You got any home training and education? Have you reached your physical best? Realize that you're blessed and stop using your sex for success. Brainwashed by a society which thinks modesty means you're oppressed. Aspire for more than runway star or porn star, to a higher state of femininity. Gain faith in God, esteem in yourself, and get back your dignity. So I repeat, where's the dignity in begging with your body to enter a man's mind? Thank you. All right, so
any callers want to speak to Najma?
Any callers or?
No, we don't have. Ooh.
Okay.
We don't have any callers yet.
All right. Cool.
Anybody
so
that
we'll
wants to speak to Najma, press one. And we're going to let you do as many poems as you want. You got it. The floor
All right.
is yours.
All right. So this is my recent woman poem. I do tend to talk to my sisters and my women a lot. And it's because I would say that I'm easy to talk to. So a lot of women will confide in me and tell me a lot of interesting stories, and then I use them as my inspiration to write. So this particular story was about a sister I knew, and she kind of thought that a brother was wanting to marry her, but he did not present any intention of marriage, nor did he give her a dowry or anything like that. And I said, as women, we get so caught up sometimes in the hope of wanting this person, as opposed to this person even giving us real solid evidence that they're interested. So I call this one Hope Floats, and I dedicate it to, you know, my women out there that are kind of hanging on hope. Check it. Woman, when will we realize ain't nothing funny? Woman, when will we realize ain't nothing funny? The nervous laughter has worn itself out, trying to stretch his ha-ha-has to cover up the gaping sores. Our slavery chuckles sound more like geishas than guillotines. We concubine our voices over BBMs and late-night conversation, picking at words and sentences. Can how are you really mean I need you? Is commitment hidden in the gaps of his teeth and the indentions of his dimples are tucked under the web between his index finger and thumb? Woman, what have you become? You resemble more of piranha than queen, more of barnacle than moon, so how can I look up to a bottom feeder? You've traded crossed legs and dinner napkins on laps for Facebook chats. You'd rather have him Skype you than work to find your sky. When did we become so grounded? Wings clipped, halo snapped, horns sharpened, feeding the lust embedded in the nates of our back. Not understanding that's not really where your spot is. That's why you feel so Grand Canyon the next morning. I'm in awe in the delirium in which you consume jagged little pills as he slow drips into your IV just enough to keep you coming back. But woman, you are the doctor here. He's just nursing you through your insecurities while you're being impatient. When will you prescribe yourself sun and allow your shine to wake up? Hope floats on your nightstand, in between when nightstands, instead of last part of the nightstands, conversing with your Lord, who's always up to listen. Instead, you hope he listens. So you cackle hyena loud, lipstick popping proud, a stiletto heel ill, letting him open you up, scaffolding your mushy insides, leaving you to die on the operating table, unequipped to save you from you. Hello. He just planned on passing through. We're just friends, but you know I love you, Drip. I just called to hear your voice, Drip. Soon, but not yet, Drip. thirsty for his H2O when he won't give a damn. Thirsty for his H2O when he won't give a damn. When will you stop chasing waterfalls? Slow down enough to notice the ocean floor, willing to give you his sand. A lifetime of hourglasses over a handful of salty water. Stand on foundation or get swept away by his current woman. They say hope floats. We'll stop coasting on hope and start praying for an anchor. Thank you.
Mm.
Ooh, all right. So, yeah, this is my poem.
But every time I hear that line,
Star Women.
He won't give what HT, he won't, something HO to give a damn. And
oh, yeah,
then, like, when you first say
H2O,
it doesn't really resonate what you're saying, but then you say it the second time, and you're like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, another poet actually told me to say it twice. So
yeah, yeah,
like,
it's
okay,
better to
like,
say
yeah,
it twice because it makes people
missing.
Really listen
yeah.
to it. All right, so since you said that, what advice do you have for, you know, any poets on the line that are trying to reach another level in their writing, because me and you know,
wow.
at one time you and I were at a certain point with it, and you just superseded what you used to be with your writing. So how do you get to that level? Like, can you explain that? Like, where did your inspiration come from that?
Quite honestly, I would say, first of all, I mean, that's something that's just like practice as well. One of the things that I learned recently in the last couple of months, having worked with poets and been around, like, Philadelphia has some phenomenal poets, and I was traveling back and forth from New York to go to Philadelphia and being around Skitson and his poetry collective and being around other poets and then just seeing the craft and learning more about the craft, although I've been in it for so many years. It's something that you do have to do. It is a craft. It is an art form, and it's actually stuff that you can learn to increase your knowledge, you know, different workshops and things that you could do to develop your writing. And one thing I would say as an artist, if you want to develop and have better writing, you need to read more. And I think that by reading, experiencing, and the second thing is to write more about yourself. And that's something I've been doing more lately because a lot of my older poems and a lot of things I said, I do get inspired by other people and hearing their stories and living kind of like vicariously through them. But I've been learning that some more of my intimate pieces or some pieces that people have come up to me and said really touched them were the pieces where I wrote about myself or about things that I've gone through. So that's something that I've been trying to get. Like, it's like becoming vulnerable and writing, like, down to your core and talking about you. And I feel like once you're honest and honest with yourself and getting down to that is starting to, like, help increase your writing because it becomes, like, pure truth. Not what someone else went through, not what you saw, but what you are, what you live. So, yeah, so I would encourage people, you know, with me, I told another poet, I said, I don't want to write about all that stuff that's happened in my life. You know, I think I'm a positive person, I'm funny, you know, I think I like to be an inspiration for people and be positive. So if I write about stuff that's happened to me, I feel like it's just kind of like a downer, it's upsetting. And the poet was like, you know, that's not the case. Because you don't know who in the audience will hear your story and get inspiration from that or take something to be able to heal from their own problem. So it's a healing and a writing process. It's not about how many snaps or claps am I going to get and how many CDs do I sell. This is actually a process. This is actually something used to heal. So, you know, when you're doing it for the right reasons, and kind of like being more internal, then inshallah, you will get more benefit out of it. So it's kind of like what you put in is what you get out when it comes to poetry. So, that's what I would say. The you know, the long answer. But in the gist of it, like I said, what you put in is what you get out. All right, so I think I'm going to probably go ahead and share something private since I'm talking about it. This stuff will probably be on my up-and-coming CD. I will share something more internal. And let's see. I don't know which one I want to do. All right, I'm going to go with this one. This poem is called Rivalry, and this is about something that happened in my own life and different from my normal style of writing, but I've been working on becoming a better writer. So here we go. Rivalry. I've always hated my two sisters. I wanted to be my mother's favorite, but I had nothing to offer her. I wasn't the one with the Coke bottle figure that could warm her chilly insides, console her when the struggles of a day wore weary on her shoulders. I wasn't old enough to hang with her in bars and convince her that every weary compliment meant love, or that every thrust meant trust. We never got a chance to share giggles like childhood friends. When my second sister arrived, she garnished more of my mother's maternal love. Mom never took her out of her sight. Those two were always together, speaking in a code and language of their own. My sister had a gift. She could tell stories. She was able to weave tales. She could take my mother anywhere she wanted. Mommy, I want to play pretend like yesterday. Let's play pretend, Mommy. And they'd go off into their world for hours. Nothing mattered to them but them, as long as they were together. So you see, my mother had everything she needed by the time she found out she was pregnant with me. How could I compete with such contentment? I know she made attempts to care for me, but those two were spoiled rotten, throwing tantrums and fits until my mother gave in. So maybe it's jealousy, for them knowing my mother in a way I never will. But I'll admit, I've always hated my two sisters. But with sisters, like alcohol and cocaine, could you blame me? Thank you.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We got 3 minutes left in the show.
All right.
Go
so,
for one more,
all right.
Or?
So, we're going to go for one more because I want to do I Speak Poet for you. All right, so you guys, like I said, I used to be a spoken word. I used to be a hip-hop artist, and then I started doing spoken word, so I kind of wanted to mesh the two and kind of, you know, do my rhyming style with poetry. So this is called I Speak Poet, and will be on the upcoming CD. Check it. I breathe through paper, get high off blue lines, loose off the leaf that binds me. Black ink drips like IVs. I scratch sheets that's ivory in a league that's IV. Get you green like IV. Till a state of envy, leave me empty. Let you feed off my nouns, devour my vowels and sounds, pronounce my pronouns in a way that's profound. Just to get you to listen, I leave you no decision but to pay attention to my electric slide vocabulary from cardiac to pulmonary. Or simply put, I breathe words from my heart. It's a necessity to ingest how I feel, then spew bulimically because I can't stomach these words, so it's okay to call me ill because I'm not well. Withdrawal if my pages stay blank for too long. This mic ain't on for too long. The seats stay empty for too long. I panic because even though I prefer a dark room, I like the spotlight on for this pain I consume. Don't you get it? I'm selfish. Ego soaks ink, self-absorbed, overthink every thought to the brink. I'm a cliffhanger. My words hang in the balance or fall to give me the balance I seek. I let these demons seep. That's why I speak beast. I'm fluent in ogre, goblin, and dragon. The vampires are head over heels and the goons understand me, while the fairies are dizzy and maidens confused. Princesses not amused because they misconstrue amuse with amuse. I'm here to inspire you, not to entertain, so my war won't be in vain. I let you watch me self-help like a bullet to the brain. I told you, I breathe words. It's like I have to, possessed, but not possession. I don't own what I say, inspired by the Most High to be given away. I detonate tongue like match kerosene. I spit, spark words like pheromones, verbal pyrotechnics. I exhale this, use literary therapy to remedy, translate, moderate, alleviate, and elevate. So tune in as I use my voice, my language of choice. I speak poet. And that's my song.
That's what's up. And we got one minute left. So real quick, again, anybody looking to get on the open mic, you're going to call back in at 12 o'clock. The number is 818-369-0355. We want to thank our guest, Najma53, for coming through and lacing the mic. I appreciate you, Mama. And, that's the first half of our show. So call back in 1 minute.
Thank you
to
for
on
having
the open
me.
Mic.
And all you
You're
guys,
welcome, and thank you for calling.
Go to my fan page, go to my Twitter, all that good stuff, and keep in contact.
Yes, definitely check out Najma53. Go on Facebook, put in Najma53, and add her Twitter and her YouTube and everything else that she has. All right? All right. We'll talk to you guys in 10 seconds on the next set. All right, Naj. I'll talk to you later, Shukran.
All right, F1. Finally got off to the...
Bye.